Hopefully my connection doesn't Shrek this up like last time.
Or Wi-Fi.
I'm not even on Wi-Fi. I'm using my phone's data or its network connection. So, I mean, oh my god. Brace yourselves,
oh, 4G.
People. You gotta watch out for 5G, though. Wasn't there that whole 5G conspiracy thing going on?
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't understand it. Like, what? Much like I don't understand a lot of things.
Apparently. It's okay. I'm the same way.
Only on Tuesdays. All right, guys, while you're here, I feel so... I feel most unfortunate for you, anyone actually listening to this, because strap yourselves in. You're in for a wild one. All right, so this is Bobby Chu here, or like by the many names I've been called at Flows and the Krikorian Theater. Yeah, we'll just go with Bobby Chu for now. I don't know. It was my idea. Someone started that, and it just spread around, apparently.
Bobby Chu face.
Oh my gosh. All right, I'm like done right now. Okay. We're here with Eileen being her usual Eileen type self.
Hey, what makes me? It's me.
Yeah, apparently. Oh my god. There's just been way too much news happening like recently. I mean, like, not even like important news, but just like I would say like fun stuff, like entertainment wise, but it hasn't been entertaining. Like following everything going on with Splash Mountain, and then they announce a new Kingdom Hearts game, and it's obviously another spin-off title, and then it's not even like an action-based title. So of course it's got everyone going up in arms, and it's just, I'm just here chilling with my popcorn, just sitting back and watching it. Oh my god. And you know, like, as soon as we get, like, another video of this particular spin-off game, people are just going to get even crazier because it's not what they were hoping for. But then again, did they really think we were going to get, like, a brand new title, like, with gameplay the exact way that they wanted, like, this soon after Kingdom Hearts 3? I know it's been, like, a year, but still, like, it's like, come on.
It's Kingdom Hearts Dark Road. Well, I've known about it for like a good maybe 2 or 3 months now, because on Twitter they were saying something about a contest in which the official Kingdom Hearts Twitter was asking people, can you guess the name of our new game coming up?
Yeah, I did see that. You know, it just clicked with me a week ago when they announced it. I was like, oh, this is that thing that we're talking about. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the idea, but it's gonna make me, okay, don't come for me, people, but as soon as I saw that they were reusing the same, like, character art style that they did with, Union Cross, or Kingdom Hearts, how many titles did the mobile game go through? Because what was it?
Kingdom Hearts Kai.
Yes.
There was Recoded, which was originally the mobile game before it transferred to the DS.
Yeah, okay, you're totally right. But a lot of people don't seem to notice that, because that mobile game never came out stateside.
No.
It was Japan only. But surprisingly, this is going to get super obscure. There was actually a Kingdom Hearts mobile game even before that.
Like, during the ancient times.
Yeah, in the dark times.
Ancient times of the flip phone.
In the ancient times of the razor.
Yeah.
Wait, and Cloud has a razor phone in Advent Children, circa 2007. Well, okay, wait, no. Not even 2007. That came out in 2006 in America, but that was like 2005 in Japan, so I mean, that's like...
Yeah.
Oh no, Eileen. What happened? What happened to the time? We're in 2020.
2020.
Oh my god, I literally remember 2006 when Kingdom Hearts 2 was coming out like it was yesterday. I still have the freaking I don't know if it was I think it was Brady Games, the strategy guide or whatever. Like, I still have that massive book. Like, I mean, the game is, like, pretty simple. Like, I really don't know why I even needed that in the first place. But still, oh my god. We live in a time where people don't even get strategy guides anymore.
Because everything is online. Or they have YouTube tutorials, walkthroughs.
Yeah, exactly. And thanks to YouTube, I was able to play these scary-ass games like Dead Space when I was too terrified to find out what's going to happen next. So I was like, all right, let me see these jump scares before they happen.
Yeah, I don't like being jump scared in-game.
Right? Like, okay, I don't know what's wrong with me, because, like, when it comes to movies, like, they really don't faze me anymore. But when it comes to playing scary games or being in, like mazes at, like, Universal or Knott's Berry Farm, that's a whole different story. Like, I get startled pretty easily. Much like I got startled at your cat photo. Like, that was pretty startling. That was pretty terrifying.
Cat.
I know. It looks like it. Wait, okay. I'm going to take a look at this again. Yeah, that's him. Rip.
Rip, grumpy cat. Oh. There's a new grumpy cat.
Wait, what? Is it like a clone?
Not sure, but I heard it's Grumpy Cat's successor.
2.0?
I think so. Or, you can look it up online.
Yeah, 2.8 or 2.9 over 300 Kingdom Hearts, 365. Wait, no. I'm forgetting the name already. 365.
358.
Disney 411. I don't know. Or whatever that thing was on Disney.
Disney 411.
They had like a store at Downtown Disney, like near the, what was it? Near the entrance to, what was I going to call it? Grizzly River Rapids? No, the Grand Californian Hotel. They had like a little store.
I remember that.
It was based on like the Disney Channel segment. It was,
Was
it Disney something. It was Disney, it had like a number or something.
Yeah, it did have a number. I'm pretty sure it was 411 because I remember when I was there, and I think I was in grade 7 during spring break, I went to Downtown Disney. Then I saw a party going on there. And then all the little kids were all dressed up. And then the cast member was all like, can you say happy birthday? And then the kids were like, happy birthday. You know what I mean?
Yeah. A little too familiar, because like, my school actually took the kids on like a field trip to Downtown Disney also. You know, talk about field trips that are like a huge tease, because like, imagine being a kid and they're like, all right, we're going to Disney, but you don't go inside the parks, you end up going to Downtown Disney when Disneyland and DCA are like literal feet away from you.
Oh, like, yeah, that was something similar happened to me when I was in elementary school. We went to the LA County Fair. So yeah, we were there just to see the exhibits, and then like we asked our teacher, why can't we go on the rides? And the teacher was all like, that's not what you're here for. You're here for the exhibits.
No. Oh my god. I mean, it would be like, well, okay, yeah, we could still see the exhibits, but we could still go on the rides too.
Yeah. It was funny because it was my whole school field trip that day. The entire school. I'm not kidding.
Ugh. So I'm guessing you weren't the only one that was kind of bummed out about that.
Yep. Oh, I just remember during the exhibits, there was another school field trip. There was a group of students that were on a field trip as well. So I remember them saying, this is going to be sounding lame, but they said, lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my.
How did I not see you coming?
So, yeah, they were singing. And then I remember my classmates were like, shut up. So every time they said, oh, my, when my classmates said, shut up, they'd point to us.
Oh, so clearly a few things haven't changed.
Yeah.
I haven't. Oh my god. Okay, the LA County Zoo. I know I've been there before, but it's been ridiculously long since I last have. The last zoo I went to was the San Diego Zoo. I mean, that one was actually pretty nice. They had like a little bus that goes around like the whole the whole area, I guess. I mean,
I remember that too.
Yeah,
but
I guess
this was way long ago for me.
I guess they haven't changed
20
much.
20 years ago.
They had like a 3D show thing there, but it was like an extra ticketed thing. Like you had to pay extra to see it. I think it was like Ice Age or something. And
Ice Age.
I was legit the person I was there with. I was legit gonna go see it, but then I was like, okay, this could be fun. Maybe it'll be like a simulator type thing, or like at Disney where they used to have Honey I Shrunk the Audience, or It's Tough to Be a Bug. And I was like, okay, cool. But then I looked it up on Google, and they're like, no, they just literally take a scene from Ice Age, and just it was in 3D. I was like, well, that's kind of lame.
Yeah. Dude, speaking of Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, I remember that. Like, clearly,
you do?
I remember the cat that turned into a lion that really scared the
shit out
of me.
Yeah, it did. It was terrifying, and it had that extra layer of confusion because you're like, what the heck is going on here?
Yeah, and then when it turned into a lion, I had to take my glasses off to make sure it wasn't real.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That and the snake freaked the heck out of me.
I remember also during the part where I think it was releasing mice.
Yeah,
I actually thought
they
were releasing mice. So I tried to catch it with my hand. But there was nothing. I remember reaching out to the floor and saying, how come there's no mice here?
Wow, so you're like the only person not screaming.
No, I was reaching for the floor.
I still, I remember when It's Tough to Be a Bug was still going on, and that last part where they're like, please make room for the bugs leaving the auditorium or something like that, and then you feel like the seat move.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You okay there?
I bumped my foot on something.
Oh my god, it's one of the mice from Honey, I Shrunk the Audience.
Definitely.
Oh my god, yeah, I used to, I miss that, seeing all the kids and everyone freak out from, the tiniest things from those 3D shows. And, even the spiders coming down from the ceiling was hilarious.
Oh, that one scared me, too. I'd never go to It's Tough to Be a Bug because of that.
Oh, my God.
One show, and I was done.
Well, there's, one thing in there that I'm not cool with. It's the part where Hopper releases all the wasps, and then, your back gets, quote-unquote stung, and whenever that part was coming up, I would shift up a bit so my back wasn't touching the seat. I don't know what the heck that was either, how they did that.
Engineering marvels.
Oh my god, it's
they timed it with the computer.
It's like peak Imagineering there.
Yeah.
The kind that no one likes. Oh boy. Yeah, well, apparently the whole Disney community got, a jump scare when they found out about Splash Mountain this week.
Oh, boy.
Like, I don't even know if I want to talk about that, because this is peak divisiveness right now. Because, if you go into the comment section, you'll see, the top reacts on Facebook are going to be, hearts and then angry faces. And I'm kind of somewhere in between, and it kind of sucks because, I feel like everyone's very reactionary these days. It's got to be an extreme of either side. So first thing I say, I'm going to get impaled by one of those spears from Jungle Cruise.
I mean, I'm kind of in the middle also, because I kind of like Princess Tiana. But at the same time, I was just starting to make Splash Mountain one of my go-to attractions. Every time I'd go, I'd ask my friends, can we go? And if it was a cold day, they'd be like, no. But if it was a hot day, they'd be like, okay, go. Let's go.
The thing that sucks, though, about that ride is, when the best times to go on it, that's when, the lines are insane.
Yeah, during summertime.
Yeah. But then when it gets dark.
Yeah.
There's,
upwards
no line.
Of 120 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Ugh. Oh, my God. Well, the park's, there's some things that I've been there so many times at this point, I'm kind of I don't get excited about it as much anymore. But going on Rise of the Resistance, that was just, when everything's working properly, it's such a good ride.
Oh yeah, but I've been on it too.
But wait, you have or you haven't?
I did.
Oh, okay. Wait, when did you go on? I feel like we did talk about this, but I can't remember.
Feb, sometime in February before the pandemic. Before and that the was the time that was the time I got my annual pass.
Oh shoot. I mean, they put it on hold, didn't they?
Oh yeah, they are putting it on hold. But okay, I'm glad I got to go before the pandemic was declared a pandemic.
Yeah, like, I really wonder, like that ride in particular, because there's that one part, I guess, okay, a lot of people that are listening to this, I feel like haven't been on it or had the chance to, so, yeah, exactly. Okay, you know, there's one part where you're, before you even get in the ride vehicle, that you're in a very enclosed, tight space, like almost shoulder to shoulder with other guests. Like, there's no way around that. I wonder, like, what are they gonna do?
Or as we can say, a ride within a ride.
Oh yeah, like that ride is like, it's an experience before you even get on the ride vehicle. And like, if you take out a bit of that, like, you're taking some of the magic out of that, and you won't ever hear me using that phrase or that word very lightly.
Yeah. Is there's a part that's, there's many parts where you're gonna be like, what? How did this happen?
Yeah. I actually like waited till after I experienced it to look up like behind the scenes kind of stuff. And it's just pretty fantastic how they pulled off a couple things that I still can't say anything about because it would be spoiling it.
But yeah, I just remember the day I went. It was just for Rise of the Resistance, and I went to the park like an hour early.
Oh,
just
no
to get
way.
The boarding group.
Oh, so you did manage to get through on that. I heard it's like the freaking lottery.
Yeah, it is a lottery. So what I did was right when the park hit its opening time, I opened the app and I just quickly pressed it as I could. But we didn't get like group one or two. It was like group 60 something, somewhere in the 60s. So
you're
we had
already
to wait
lucky
until,
enough.
Yeah.
Like we to get had to a boarding pass.
Yeah. So we didn't end up riding it. Our group didn't get called until like 2:30.
That's pretty good.
But here's the catch. It was down for like an hour.
Oh no.
Got called.
As Lee Vibes would say, nutty.
Yeah. So we ended up waiting another hour, and then they weren't letting groups after us in.
Wow, okay. That would be stressful, because after all that prep time, getting there early and wondering, okay, am I going to at least be able to go on this at least once? And then not being sure of when it's going to be up and running again. Oh, boy.
I mean, it was running smoothly until our group got called.
Right? It's just like... Oh. But speaking of Star Wars, I'm really glad that didn't happen, because remember the lead in to Kingdom Hearts 3, there was a lot of posts by people saying like, oh, I really want them to add Star Wars to Kingdom Hearts. And I'm over here like, oh, please no. They just barely are like going to be adding Pixar. That's like a whole nother thing on its own without having to add Star Wars in there too, just because Disney owns it.
Yeah. But like in Kingdom Hearts 3, the Pixar portions, the Pixar world, I should say, they seem like they are already a movie in itself.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, as I was playing, I was like, am I in a movie? Especially the Let It Go scene from the Frozen world.
Oh,
I was
like,
am I watching the movie or am I playing a game?
I mean, like, Square Enix has, you know, they did a great job with the look for Kingdom Hearts 3. I think, like, some parts look better than others. Like, okay, this, I don't know if anyone else has mentioned this. A lot of the characters with silver hair, like, oh my gosh, how am I forgetting his name? Like Young Xehanort. Riku looks fine. Like, that has more color to it. But like the really white looking hair, like Young Xehanort. And like his hair just looks off for some reason. Like, something just looks a little weird about that. And then Olympus, like that whole Hercules world doesn't look right, and it's the first world that they drop you into.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you felt the same way. I don't know. Just something about the characters. My sister pointed that out too. Like
the Hercules world, it didn't feel the same, quite the same as the Kingdom Hearts 1-2 world.
Oh yeah, of course. But
because
like
they added like the city of Thebes, however you say it, Thebes.
Yeah, yeah. I really like that though. Like I had no problem with the world itself. It's just the way it looked. Like the characters.
Yeah.
Like
oh yeah, I remember
yeah.
Like and what's the name? One of the characters in the Olympus world, Philoctetes.
Oh yeah.
He doesn't talk.
Oh yeah, that too. It's funny, like I was wondering, like, that's kind of weird. But then I looked up the reason why. I was like, oh, but that's going to be lost on a lot of people.
What was the reason again?
The Japanese voice actor, he passed away. And I guess he was really famous in Japan. And I guess they did that, like, out of respect. But in America, you know, like, no one even knew. So it came off as, like, strange.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense now.
Testing.
Yeah,
are you still
Wi-Fi,
there?
Wi-Fi.
Okay, it said it was reconnecting. Could be my network connection.
Oh, I get it. Kingdom Hearts
Kingdom Hearts reconnected.
They always mention that at the secret ending. Reconnect. Rebind.
Oh, yeah, they do. They're going to be like
redo.
Kingdom Hearts redo this music game. Oh, yeah. Wait, okay, so, like, honestly,
like,
what did
game,
you think
like,
when they first announced Melody of Memory?
Sounds suitable for Kairi, but at the same time, I was kind of disappointed because they're using Sora's recycled quotes from Dream Drop Distance because it's a younger Sora.
I really don't ever want to see those Kingdom Hearts models ever again. I feel like I've seen more of Kingdom Hearts 1 Sora.
Exactly, yes.
Than I've seen any other version of it. Like, they were legit about to use that same model for Dream Drop Distance until like closer to the game's release, but all the promo videos at the start when they first announced that game they showed Sora with his big huge Mickey Mouse shoes. I don't know, there's so many places the series can go from here, and like I don't know, I'm always going to be down for new Kingdom Hearts media from Japan. But, like, this one, I mean, I like the idea of a music game because they have so much good music in the series. But
oh,
the way
boy,
that they're doing this one is kind
of
like...
I never wanted to go back to Atlantica again.
What?
Oh, that Kingdom Hearts 2 minigame.
Well, now you got a whole game.
The Atlantica minigame.
Just the songs. Oh, my God.
For Kingdom
like,
Hearts
every
2?
Original song just made me want to claw
you mean, like,
my
that
eyes
song,
out.
A New Day is Dawning.
Yeah.
The finale song of Atlantica World and Kingdom Hearts 2.
I don't know what it's called. The swim and play song. I think it's the very first one. Oh my.
Because it's crazy.
Oh no.
It's probably going to be.
I don't really know if there's going to be any vocal songs in that game.
World music. World music.
Like instrumentals.
Oh gosh. I hope they do. Like Face My Fears.
Maybe they'll have
That'd
the Utada
awesome.
Hikaru song.
Like a DDR there. Song.
I know you, like, more than anyone, know quite a bit about DDR since you're, like, a pro at that compared to me. round one's getting all your business. what about. I know you've been playing Valorant. Well, you've been telling me for a while now. Well, not a while. Just, like, recently learning to play.
What even sets that game apart from, like.
Apex.
Fortnite and Apex, which again, those are games I haven't played
yeah.
either. But like,
Apex.
Is that what you call it? Apex Legends.
I mean, that's how I read it.
Oh my God, it's okay. I've done that with something else before. Like I can't think of it right now. Oh my God, yeah. Right now my mind has become a blank.
No.
But yeah, Apex. Wait, have you played either of those two games though?
Oh, they were asking me,
okay,
hey, do you want to get
so they
de-stress?
Just threw you
like,
into
yes.
Valorant.
They're like,
just
come
like
play
that
Valorant with us. I'm like, okay, so I did the tutorial and then I thought that it was going to be like a regular session, but like when I press play I was threw in with like four players that I don't know. And I remember them yelling at me. They're like, "Give me the spike." And I'm like, "I don't know what to do."
You're like, give me the
There, his my,
what?
my character's name is Theon or
I
Sheon.
know.
So what
It's
they
like,
said was Zah.
oh.
No relation. I mean, yes, relation.
Wait, oh, no relation to the Kingdom Hearts one, I'm sure.
Sheon?
Wait, who is Gion anyways? Yeah. Wait, who is
Oh.
that? I'm talking about the running gag, but no, don't go. Who else will I have ice cream with? Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, ding,
Ding,
ding.
ding, ding. That's me imitating your piano playing. I had like a whole phase where I was obsessed with the Haunted Mansion. I mean, I still love it. It's still one of my favorite Disney attractions. But yeah, I used to be
Oh,
obsessed with it, like in like high
like I
school.
really, really like
Yeah,
the French
like,
version of
I
Haunted
love
Mansion called Phantom
it.
Manor. I really, really like their backstory because it's dark.
Yeah, I know, like with most of the Haunted Mansion rides at Disney parks, they kind of leave it up to you to come up with the your own kind of story, because it's just a lot of different set pieces. The one in Paris, like she said, it has more of a cohesive narrative going from
Yeah,
start to
same.
finish, and I really like, I would love to go on that one day. I was obsessed listening to that because I in high school I bought the Haunted Mansion soundtrack CD from the little shop in New Orleans Square on one of my summer Disney trips, and they had like tracks from the international parks, and the Phantom Manor track, I would listen to that so freaking often. And the music on that ride is so unique too, because it's done like a movie film, like a film score.
I really like
Nice.
their backstory because,
Yeah, they
like,
have a very
it's kind of weird. Let's just say it's like an overprotective dad that doesn't want their daughter to marry, and then he murders all the suitors. That's the one I heard. So like
Oh, that's a different one than I
the
heard.
dad turned into a
Oh.
phantom, and then killed all the suitors. And then the main story is that the bride is looking for her suitors, looking for is at her wedding day. She's looking for her suitors to come. Or like one of them, and then the overprotective dad is like haunting the manor, and the girl, I think her name is Melanie Ravenswood. Yeah, she's trying to lead the guests
Yeah.
out of the mansion because it's so
Yeah.
haunted. So she's actually a good spirit, if that makes sense.
The version that I had heard was that it was just like a jealous specter that was trying to sabotage, you know, her wedding, you know, by murdering the groom. But it does seem like with all these different versions of this story, like they all seem to have like some things in common, and it's like it's insane like how big this whole situation gets, because at some point in the ride you end up going through like this old Western kind of ghost town, no pun intended.
So they basically tie in the Phantom Manor to their version of Frontierland, which is freaking cool. I guess they're more connected than the MCU. Well, speaking of the MCU and Thanos,
Apparently snapped all of like most of 2020 at this point.
Mulan got delayed again.
I mean, we had Black Widow got delayed. I know, like even that movie had its fair share of controversy. That controversy, I cannot talk. I do want to see it, because it's not trying to be another note adaptation of the animated version. And as we saw with Lion King, and like you can have like the greatest looking CG in the world, but if
Yeah.
you're just trying to, if you're not doing anything different or something new, what's the point? Because Mulan, let's say if it did like an exact recreation of the animated movie, well then you just get a live action Mulan. That's basically, you get a whole new movie that
Yeah, and
gets rid of all
for
the
this one, they're
artistry
actually
from
following the
animated film.
culture.
Yeah, like even her name, her name is like accurate to the like original I don't know if it was a poem or something like that. I did some research a while ago, and it's like, that's pretty fascinating.
Yes.
So that's coming out in August now. I wonder, do you think it's going to get pushed back again? Because movie theaters are reopening in July, of course. And, we don't know just yet what the turnout is going to be. Like, if their new methods are going to work, or people are going to still show up in droves. And especially like Mulan, that's a huge movie. So, smaller theaters like the Cerritos, or the Edwards Theater in Cerritos, the little Cerritos Center, that's a small theater, and the auditoriums are small as well. So those seats get taken real fast on a normal day. But now that they're going to have to separate people by two seats each or something like that, that's going to be even less bodies that they can have in there. So, yeah. I mean, like, what the heck are they gonna do? Like, are all the showings just gonna be sold out? Like, I don't know. We'll see. But I'm glad though. At least it's Mulan that's the guinea pig for this, and not Black Widow, because that's gonna be in November, and I can't wait for that.
The virus, especially the spikes in virus, I think it's going to get delayed again at the Milan until the vaccine, which is the key to ending this pandemic. There, we can't really do much.
Yeah. I mean, they're talking about like next year and whatnot, but we'll see. We shall see. We're definitely living in an age of uncertainty, and we're just right now just trying to roll with it and see what happens. Hey kids, so back in my day, I don't know. I'm just trying to not do my Knott's Berry Farm voice. I cannot Berry Farm voice. Ooh, Knott's. They're like probably wondering. So we're waiting on Disney to finalize their reopening plans. Yeah, there was a whole change.org petition, and I guess it must have caught their attention because it got over 50,000 signatures.
All right, sorry to interrupt this podcast, guys, but there's been some strange things going on. You probably noticed. If there's times that we're talking over each other, surprisingly, it's not me. It's because the podcast was having issues, like the actual audio, like exporting correctly. So I've been having to edit a lot of this to try to splice everything together. It's going to be a lot shorter than what we actually recorded. It's like over an hour and a half, I believe. So we'll see how long this episode actually ends up being. So this next part, we were just talking about the situation with Disney reopening, and then we somehow segued into Makoto Shinkai's films, because like Your Name and Weathering With You, which was ironic because we actually went and saw it at the same time in the same auditorium, the very same showtime. We didn't even know we were there. Like, it's crazy. All right, back to our regularly scheduled podcast.
Oh yeah, exactly. And like his films, like I'm amazed at like how quickly they're able to make them, because like just the art style is beautiful, and the animation itself is so good. And the blending of the CGI backgrounds at times, and just like everything, like he has like a specific look to his films that is just it's just amazing. And he's come a long way from his older movies too. Like the character designs were a little rougher. I mean, like his previous ones, like 5 centimeters per second, super depressing movie. Like that movie gets way too real. But yeah, like that movie, I thought that looked amazing for its time. But compared to like Weathering With You or even Your
It's
Name,
like the
it's
field.
like, wow, what an upgrade. Movies about love, a lot of them are obviously very formulaic, like most Western ones. But then every now and then, you get something like 500 Days of
Oh yeah, I
Summer,
saw it.
where, oh my
I
God,
watched
I
it.
heard of
Liked
that
it.
one. You did? Oh my God. Okay, what were your thoughts on that? I mean, I'm sure you may have forgotten a few things. It's been a while since I've seen it too, mainly because I do not like rewatching that movie, because I mean, I was both characters at some point in my life,
He was
pointing
doing
fingers at
things
me.
that led him on, so he was confused. He was confused about what they were. So they even kissed.
Yes!
And then,
exactly!
And then he asked her, what are we?
Yeah!
And then she was like, I'll only see you as a friend. And then he's all like, oh, but we kissed, so I say we're a couple, damn it.
I remember that scene, yeah. Like, that movie is very complex, and I see a lot of people trying to dumb it down, saying, like, well, Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character, Tom, well, you know, he was projecting, and he was, he's trying to, you know, he doesn't really see her as a person, as more of a thing, like, you know, like, he just wants to be in a relationship, you know, but, okay, some of that is true to an extent, but some are definitely, she knew how he felt, and she still continued it with him, knowing, you know, how things were going to go. So she's at fault too. I got way too many thoughts on that movie, but yeah. Oh, that was painful. You know, there's a movie about being 6 feet apart. It was like another like romance drama movie. I think it came out like early last year. What's his name was in it? One of the freaking kids from, well, he's not a kid anymore. One of the freaking twins from Sweet Life.
One of them is the voice of the secret boss in Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah, I think it was him.
It's Dylan or Cole. It's one of them.
Yozora. I get them confused. But like one of them, it was the one that played kind of like the nerd.
Was it Cody? Because I remember Zach being all, not, how should I say, troublemaker?
I think so. Like he was kind of, yeah, he was like the obnoxious kind of one. But yeah, the other one, like he's the one who's the voice of Yozora. And like, I think he's like the favorite of like a bunch of people right now. But yeah, that's, I love it. I saw his tweet on Twitter about that. And like, he was all excited about it. Like he was like, yeah, it's making my JRPG dreams come true. It was like, nice. Me and you both, since we pretty much found the Fountain of Youth, I think we're going to be fine for a while. Not referring to the Fountain of Youth from On Stranger Tides, because just like the movie itself, that conversation will put anyone to sleep. Oh, no, okay, I don't know why. Don't attack me, people that actually like that movie.
I like
more than Dead Man Tell No Tales. I was just talking about that with my sister last night. Like, we were having a Pirates conversation, apparently. Like, we were trying to figure out. So, all of the sequels, like, they're pretty bad. I mean, they're entertaining. They're arguably entertaining, but as like films, like compared to the very first movie, what went wrong with those sequels? But why is it that we give a pass to Dead Man's Chest and At World's End? And we're trying to break it down, and I think I figured out what it is. It's the epic music by Hans Zimmer, the incredible special effects for the most part, and like all the characters are there. Except for Zoe Saldana from the first movie. Like, all the characters are there. They do these really stupid things with the plot to increase the drama. And, like, this was fanfic fodder at that time for people that were making Pirates fanfics. Like, they got everything they could want there. And they, all of that, like, pretty much is, like, what would you call it? Like a blanket of like all the BS that's underneath, like all the stupid stuff, like the half hour long Cannibal Island scene that has no purpose at all in Dead Man's Chest. Like you could cut that whole scene out from the movie and the only thing you'll be missing is, well, they got to contact Jack again. Like that's the only thing. And don't get me started about Calypso / Teodama becoming the 50-foot woman.
What are you doing?
Oh my goodness. There's just so much I could go on about, but
I think
did you hear the news though? It literally happened the other day about Pirates. It's Margot Robbie, apparently. That's what my sister says. So I'm going with that. Now, this kind of made me mad because I was like, wait a second. What about the other Pirates movie they were planning starring the character of Red with Karen Gillan and being written by the same guys who wrote the last couple Pirates movies? But this movie is starring Margot Robbie, who is not a redhead, which they could change, obviously, being written by the writer of Birds of Prey. I was like, wait, oh no, are they just scrapping the other idea?
What?
But according to Rotten Tomatoes, this is just a separate movie. But this makes it even more confusing, because I'm like, who do I believe now? Because, like, so they're making two Pirates movies, both with female leads, which I'm cool with, but still very suspicious, because they've never worked.
Yeah, they
never said, we're working on two Pirates movies, two separate Pirates movies at once.
In time.
I'm like, what is going on here? I guess we'll find out.
I Everything they announced the about Pirates of the Caribbean the movies
just makes me depressed.
Epic than it actually is.
You're exactly right. Oh my god, yes. Like, even like Dead Men Tell No Tales, when Will Turner's son finds him at the beginning of the movie, and that whole scene, like, it's kind of like a big, like, wait, what?
Will and
but then they start
theme.
Playing the, na 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 na. Yeah. It's just like, how can you not be on board for that? No pun intended.
On deck.
How can you not be on deck for that? Keep your ruddy arms inboard, or whatever they say on the right for the drop. That used to scare me as a kid. Like, I mean, you see a skull talking above you, and you hear the screams in the darkness.
When I was a kid, I had
you know
no
there's
idea.
A drop coming, and there's nothing you could do.
No, I was just like, okay.
Wait, so you weren't scared?
I was just like, ooh, it's talking skull and crossbones.
I'm just curious, like, oh my god, it better have been recording this. You hear me, Anchor? You better be recording this.
That
otherwise,
was just yesterday.
I'm going to get crazy on you, just like the Lakewood Mall, apparently, recently. Now, not saying I would partake in any of this, but would Macy's really be the one store in the Lakewood Mall I would want to loot?
A Macy's, like, it just has a selection
I mean, you got all these other choices.
But, like, there's so many other things.
It still probably didn't look as Shrek'd as it did during Black Friday. Because Black Friday, I set foot in Macy's, that specific Macy's at the Lakewood Mall once, and mannequins were, like, literally toppled over, and boxes, like, that were stacked up like a pyramid.
Yeah.
That was a bad idea.
Black Friday, that's,
pyramid
like, already
got knocked
that's
over.
Like looting. already in a term.
Makes sense that we segued from Pirates of the Caribbean, in which they do loot things, and now we're in the modern day
looting.
It's cool when pirates are looting, but then when modern day are doing it, no, not so much. Oh, imagine! I want to see some looters dressed up as pirates. There
just
we go.
Imagine them doing their swashbuckling.
I be reading things. You best start believing in
that
riders.
That is so funny.
You're looking at one.
Yes.
Oh my god. This is a huge segment devoted to pirates. Some things will never change. Unless you're a Disneyland ride, including pirates.
You're aging.
You're guaranteed that some things will be changed these days. Oh, there's an auction scene for these clearly bad pirates, but... You know, we don't want kids to get any kind of weird ideas, so we're going to change it to an actual auction.
I don't think kids would understand it if they were reading it anyway, the storyline.
Honestly, like, I think they're more concerned about the drops than whether these pirates are
they really
enslaving
kids will
and
not
selling
understand.
Off these women. Unless they're, like, watching some Disney Channel thing like Jake and the Neverland Pirates or whatever. I would assume from like Peter Pan or something like that, they would understand. Yeah, pirates are bad.
Nah, I'm just copying.
Oh no, were you like? Oh my, was that like one of your favorites too? Oh yeah, Wendy had a weird voice in this one, which I feel bad about because I think it was the original actress. I mean, obviously she's definitely. You know, a much different age.
Yeah, how can they retain that voice when
so,
they've done it like over
you know,
40
it's
years
just
ago?
Kind of weird.
In Kingdom Hearts 3,
like,
it's
what happened to her voice?
The actress who plays Kairi also plays Xion. Then she put more effort into Xion than she did with Kairi.
Oh my god.
Her bow quotes are like, roar. I can't do an impression. But it's like, roar. Yeah.
Well, hey, they got you in line for their next sound alike if they can't get her back. Oh my god. I mean, hey, yeah. they seem to replace voices in Kingdom Hearts all the time, so would be right up their alley. Oh my god. I fear for like the next game, like oh yeah, Melody of Memory, sure, like for the English dub.
Same voice actor.
I wonder, is Kairi gonna sound different again?
We'll see.
Like Kingdom Hearts 3, huh? Oh no, please.
It was
too. She sounded so exaggerated. Like, she didn't sound like a real person anymore. Yeah, like, she was trying to do, like, a typical anime dub voice. Not a good one. You can always count on Haley Joel Osment to come back as Sora.
Jesse McCartney, he's Roxas and Ventus.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just talking about this with my sister the other day, too. Yeah, Jesse McCartney was on that show, The Masked Singer, recently. The Western remakes of Asian properties just continues, right? I thought it was just limited to J-horror, but I guess not. Well, that phase kind of went away, though, a while ago. With all the, you know, The Ring, The Grudge, One Missed Call, Dark Water, so on and so forth. She got like a girl with long black hair and a dress or something and kind of stumbling towards you. They, you know, hey, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sadako. Like yeah, Sadako there returns. We go. They keep making those movies in Japan, of course.
The Ring and the Grudge.
Yeah, they even had like the crossover.
Yeah, I've seen it before.
Yeah, that's the crossover event online. Of the century.
And then like, I remember like, I remember like a movie, it was like, oh, you have to put two curses, have them clash together in order to solve the mystery. So they clashed the Grudge and the Ring. Holy,
I guess you could say it was a grudge match. Great podcast, guys. Thanks for Oh my god. Yeah, I love the Ju-on movies.
Oh yeah.
The Ring series, it's just like, that's like my guilty pleasure. I mean, some of them are legitimately good, but yeah. I mean, once they became a franchise, it's like, well, yeah, this is it, you know? We're talking about scary movies.
Huh.
What movie scared you the most? What's one of the movies that scared you the most?
Throughout history?
Like, throughout history.
Okay, well,
throughout
it's
the history
Filipino movie. It was like, it was a title because I have problems with saying Filipino words, but the gist of it is like,
it's probably something
the kids, they go into like a mortuary, and then it's based on a superstition. So,
ooh.
Yeah. So like, so the superstition is that every time you go,
like a folklore kind of thing.
You have to go somewhere else, otherwise the spirit or whatever will follow you home. So I saw like a first 20 minutes. So like they zoomed in on the body and I was like, oh god. So I turned it off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Sounds pretty creepy. Well, I guess what I was trying to say was like, so about the ghost following you home thing.
It's not
so it's
the
not like
ghost.
It's not like the Haunted Mansion
actual
kind of ghost. I'm guessing, you know. And now I will raise the safety bar, and a ghost will follow you home. And then they go into Spanish. Bienvenidos. Da, da, da. Okay, I have no idea. Like, okay. Okay. I'm sure you saw, like, following the awesome Pokemon Snap, the new Pokemon Snap announcement. What did you think of the new one? What is that game called again? Pokemon Unite.
Oh, you mean
Unite.
The one for the mobile device?
I was like, what the heck? But then it's also on the Switch.
Soon.
And I'm like,
basically,
bro,
Pokemon.
This looks like a mobile game. Oh, no, 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 not. Oh, that's,
Pokemon Unite. It's League of
Pokemon
Legends, but
Cafe
with Pokemon.
Mix? Something? Yeah, that's what that looks like. I actually downloaded the Pokemon Cafe game on the Switch, and it kind of sucks that, yeah, it's like pretty much a mobile game. like you have to use the touchscreen. Like, it's very charming. Like, it's got like a real nice character design. Obviously, these are like flat characters that they kind of move around, but they look nice. Like, oh, okay.
Gosh.
Well, in the words of Goofy, gosh, I can't do it. I can't. Sora, the heartless. Donald, I can't don't. Do it. That was my worst impersonation.
During the Zeta Flare scene, he says, Donald, don't.
We gotta make it out of here alive so I can see my boy Maxi.
Probably never will.
If he's even in the Kingdom Hearts universe.
Dad, you ruined everything. That sounds like Ariel.
Everything.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, yeah, that. Daddy, no!
Yeah.
Blows up the statue of Eric.
That was sad because she collected that statue of Eric.
Right? He went through a lot of trouble to collect all that stuff. And he goes, that'd be like your dad going in your room and like destroying all of your, well, if you had Funko Pops or something, I don't know. They got that music playing in the background. He's a human, you're a mermaid. But you are one though. Oh, snaps. My God, I think we went over this too. Like, my sister loved that show. The Australian show that was on Nickelodeon about the mermaids. H2O, that's what it was called. Did you not hear about that, like, ever?
Nope.
Wow, yeah, it was like a long-running thing.
Nope.
Did you ever watch the movie Aquamarine? But you've heard of it, right? No, oh my God, I am shocked. Well, okay. Interesting. Those are the only mermaid-related things I can think of. Other than on Stranger Tides. I only know this by proxy because of my sister. Well, anyhow, I am about to journey off and seek out the fabled Starbucks S'mores Frappuccino once again. Until they remove it.
I wish they had the...
Until they remove it from the menu. Wrap. And wait, is that real?
Yeah.
Oh my God, they probably don't even have that anymore, do they?
Honey.
Nani? Okay. In the, or as Seto Kaiba would say, impossible. From Yu-Gi-Oh. Impossible! Okay, one last thing. Even though I've probably already said one last thing already. Wait, okay. But you're gonna love this one. So we had a brawl at the Lakewood Mall.
Ooh, sorry to interrupt again, but I'm definitely gonna have to skip this part.
What are you trying to say? I would have said the same thing.
Yeah, because the maker of Cerritos is, yeah.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean. I won't say it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You're bad. Okay. Oh my God. I loved having you on here. I thought it was going to be a short one because I was like, okay, I don't want to overwhelm her with a bunch of nonsense. We'll just see how it goes. We'll cut it off at a half hour, and it's been, oh my God, I'm scared of looking at the I'm scared. World, oh my record. God. Picking up, oh my God, an hour and 21 minutes. I think this is a world
Dude,
record.
You should, like, post
I should
get, this whole thing. Don't cut
I
off
get, like,
the whole thing.
For this on the PS4. Eileen, you've been fantastic as always. Yeah. I'll send you some more memes and random stuff. We'll talk about more drama as usual. You know, the usual thing. We'll spill some more tea. Or like the matchmaker said in Mulan, animated, by the way. Now, pour the tea.
Wow.
All right, Eileen. This has been extra something. I don't know. This has just been extra. All right. Well, I guess I don't know. I can't leave this off on a joke because I have no jokes to end this on.
Go.
I'll just play some freaking Kingdom Hearts music. Let's go. And for those of you that hate Skrilla, here you go. Here's some more fingers. No, I'm kidding. No. Here's an orchestra piece.
Later.
All right. See you.